you know, it's disappointing. Hopefully he's back sooner rather than later, but Edin's coming back, so that's a positive. And you know, he's a fantastic goal scorer in his own right.
On the other side of the coin, it does show that having played virtually 90 minutes without him, that you're not a one-man team, as some people suggest.
I mean, he's a world-class player. He's one of the best players in the world, and he's been absolutely outstanding. So the injury's come at a bad time, but you know, people can say whatever they want. One-man team, whatever people are saying, that Chelsea won the league 10 games in and things like this, and it's a three-point gap. So, you know, we just concentrate on our own business, and that's all we can do. And that's the most important thing. People obviously get carried away with certain things outside the dressing room, but we've been there before, and that experience helps. And hopefully we can take this momentum that we've built since the international break over Christmas.
You're in a fabulous run now, just in the right frame of mind for this game in Rome.
Yeah, it's pleasing. Like I say, coming off the back of the international break, we've started well, and probably the performances have been back to where they were. And it's nice to take that momentum into the crucial European game, and then hopefully get the right results there and build on that and go into the Christmas period, because we know how many games there is over Christmas, and you look at the league table at the beginning of December, it's always very different coming out of Christmas.
I know the message to go to Rome will be to win the game, but there are various different permutations. Do you think there might come a stage when you're relying on information from the touchline as to whether the result you've got at the time might be enough?
Yeah, I mean, if it comes to it, but we'll go there to win. If we do that, then there's nothing more we can do. That's the most important thing. So go there, try win the game. It won't be easy. They're a good team, and I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere and a great European tie, but hopefully we can go there with the performance we've been putting in and get the much-needed win.
Sometimes wonder, though, in a way, whatever happens in the other game, you're better off not knowing and just carrying on trying to get the win.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I say, it's a must-win game for us, so all we can do is try win our game. That's the most important thing. We want to do everything we can, so we'll be going there to get the 3 points, and if we can do that, we can't do any more than that.
In your experiences with either England or with City, have you experienced the intensity of an Italian crowd and how it might be on Wednesday?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously we've played in Italy before with City in Europe, so the great atmospheres, the hostile atmospheres usually, and you know, they're very organised and normally very good defensively and tough to break down, and it's a very tactical league that they're playing, so hopefully we can move the ball around and use the tempo that we play in the Premier League to our advantage.